There goes the full-time whistle, and for the 19th time, they are the kingpins of Donegal hurling on a final scoreline of 2 goals and 12 points to St Union's 13 points, and they came from 4 down to had 4 unanswered scores to draw level, and then took total charge of this game. But it was the goals that won them the match, and they came from the player of the match and the man of the match. It was late on, but Josh Cronley McGee got the ball twice in the back of the net. That's what won them the game. That's what won him the Man of the Match award today.
Yeah, and the threat was there once or twice before that. Actually, just him trying to get inside, but you've got to take Josh down.
Yeah.
And then positions and take a yellow if you have to, because there's one thing in his mind, his goal, he knows nothing else. And 2 great finishes, you have to say, under a bit of pressure. So that was the turning point in the game, that first goal, and put a bit of daylight between Union Santanta. And it's probably the first time Santanta, you know, got any kind of a lead in the game, where Union's went 4 up, you know, after 10 minutes in the second half, and you'd felt...
They outscored them 2-5 to 3 actually in the closing 20 minutes.
You'd have felt Unions would have pushed on, and there was talk about how fit and all the rest, but you know, just that belief and the know-how, you know, and the quality inside, and they put the ball in the net, and at the far end you've Steve McBride, a rock, you know, and Unions never get inside near Kevin Campbell's net once. He didn't want to save, bar that one near the end there that was, you know, they had to be going for goals. But look, everybody was talking about Unions, and
that set it Santanta down to the ground.
It set it Santanta, yeah. Like, but at the end of the day, Oisín, they're intermediate Ulster champions 2 years ago. You know, Burt might have beat them last year. They were through the group stages, onto the radar, and maybe that's the best way to go. Sort of like Burt last year. You know, you hadn't great, but there's only one day it matters when and that for 9 out of 10 performance comes as a final, and they delivered there in the last 20 minutes and when the game was in the melting pot, so they're deserving winners.
Yeah, many congratulations to Santanta, who now actually go on to represent Donegal in the Ulster Senior Club Championship, because they won the intermediate title a number of years ago, and that qualifies them for senior level if they were to win in Donegal again, and they have done so. For the first time since 2023, and a 19th title. And listen, we have to give Jared Gilmore credit. Of course, he played for you under County Mickey as well. Of their opening 10 scores, he had 9 of them on the board, and he kept them ticking over. So he did.
He did, and until that goal, we had him probably circled.
Front of the match.
That's how close it was. And then that first goal, you sat back on it a minute, and then Joyce puts the ball in the net a couple of minutes later. So, and Jared's free ticking from out that far side under that breeze was brilliant in the second half. But actually, they missed a lot in the first half too. Don't forget Santanta, the 8 wides or so. So they're well in this game all throughout. They're still a force to be reckoned with, you know, and it takes a good team to beat them. And I know Unions, I feel sorry for them, but they put on a lot this year, and they're up the county and a lot of bodies about.
They have to learn from this now.
You have to learn, Oisín. But it's
like they were in the final in 2021, and that was their first time there, and what, since 72, and then they lost again to Santanta in 23. So they did, but you have to learn from occasions like this.
They do. They're a young team, Oisín, you know, but as I said, you asked the question how they carried the favourite tags. Deep down, were they favourites? I felt 50-50 at best, you know, because if you look through the teams on paper, they're two well-balanced sides, and that wee bit of know-how near the end on how they won a game and won finals, Santanta had it in Unions Devon. So, as you say, they may learn from it. It's a young Unions team, and they will be back at it.
Yeah, the craftiness, the experience, whatever you like to call it, Santanta showed their worth and their mettle in the closing stages of this Donegal Senior Hurling Championship final. Mickey McCann, many thanks for your contribution today. It's been a busy day here. Already we had Letterkenny Gaels winning the junior title. St Union's won the intermediate title, but the senior honours are going to Santanta, who have beat St Union's on the final scoreline of 2-12 to 13 points. It's a 19th title for Santanta. Josh Cronley McGee is getting the Man of the Match award. The cup will be presented shortly to the Santanta captain.